Letters 100-124, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 100 concerning all such as set up outward crosses, friends, in the power of the Lord God dwell and live, that over all the world you may stand, in that which fathoms it, that you may handle the word of God aright, which is as a hammer, and as a sword to divide the precious from the vile, and as a fire to burn up that which is hammered down and divided from the precious. And in the wisdom of God wait, that you may answer that of God in every one, which light will bring them off those things which they have set up in that nature, which is gone from the light, which things the light goes over and brings to see the beginning and ending of all those, whom Christ said should come, which John saw were come, who went out from them, whom all the world went after, among whom have come up all these heads and horns, and Babylon, beast and false prophet, and mother of harlots, who have sat upon the waters, which have been peoples, nations, and languages. And these have been from the light, and so from the rock, and from the true foundation. And the kings of the earth have drunk of the cup of her fornication. And all nations that have been from the life and the foundation of God have been in this fornication, from Christ the husband. So now people are to be turned by the light to Christ their husband, the rock, the cornerstone, and are to be brought from their outward crosses to the cross of Christ, the power of God within them, and from the dead image to the image of God, which they have lost through their going forth from the light, and thereby have lost the power of God. And all these crosses of wood and stone, and the founder of them must all be thrown down by the power of God, which is the cross of Christ. And to the light must they be turned, which answers to that of God in everyone, before they come to feel Christ to rule and reign in them. Then the outward, dead crosses of stone, wood, silver, or gold they shall not need to have to put them in remembrance of Christ, or to bring him into their minds. For those who are come to the light which Christ has enlightened them withal, and believe in it, they feel the power of God, they feel Christ and his cross, which is the power of God. George Fox 101, An Exhortation to Patience in the Time of Suffering. Dear friends and brethren in the everlasting seed of God, which has the wisdom and life eternal, and dominion over all that is in the fall, in which the blessing of the everlasting God is known, and his life that never fades, in which seed, that has the dominion over all that is in the fall, is the wisdom that is pure and gentle, which was before the wisdom from below was. And so, all friends, be ready to offer up yourselves in the power of God, joining to the suffering seed, in which you offer up yourselves to God in the patience, in your sufferings, feeling the seed which was before that was which makes to suffer. For the Lamb must have the victory, mark, the Lamb, and not the rough nature which has gotten up since man fell from God's image, the Lamb must have the victory over that. So give up all in the Lamb's nature, that in that you may all meet in life, in power, in victory, and dominion over all that which is in the fall, knowing the birth that will persecute, and the birth that is persecuted, and knowing the birth that is born of the flesh and the birth that is born of the Spirit. There are but these two births, and the elder must serve the younger, and the elder is the first birth. Therefore all feel Jacob, and the seed of God, then you come to feel that which shall remain forever and ever. So in that all stand and dwell, that to the mighty God you may be a blessing, and a good savor in the hearts of all people, being valiant for the truth upon the earth, and take heed of grieving the Spirit, but be faithful, and take heed of provoking, and keep down all that with the Spirit of God, that is contrary to God, by which you may answer that of God in everyone. George Fox 102. Friends, do not encourage either your wives or children in seeking the world's fame and honor, for that which encourages you to do so is carnal, and the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. If you mind that which is of God in you, it will draw you up to God, out of the world's honor and friendship and words and ways and fellowships and preferments, customs and fashions, up to God's everlasting kingdom, where is everlasting joy forevermore. George Fox 103, to keep to the witness of God. Friends, take heed of darkness or going beyond your bounds or limits, but keep in God's fear that you may receive his wisdom from above, that with it you may order all things to his glory, answering the witness of God in everyone, keeping in godly sincerity and simplicity, meekness, patience, and humbleness, justice, truth, and mercy. This grace is a government, and is a praise to them that do well, and is a terror to them that do evil. For they that do evil go from the witness of God in their own conscience, and then the higher power comes over them. Therefore keep to the witness of God in yourselves, and that is the word of the Lord to you, and then you will have the just weight and measure and balance and true understanding to answer the just principle of God in everyone. Bow and submit yourselves to the power of the mighty God of heaven and earth, and to no deceit, and take heed of bringing any into it. And take heed of respecting persons in judgment, and that is the way to obtain favor from the Lord and his blessing. From him who loves your souls, eternal peace and good. George Fox 104. All friends everywhere in the power of God dwell, and know that over all to keep you. And lose not the power of God which keeps down, tames and breaks all wild, unruly, rash, and hasty spirits, which will run without the power. Which spirits reach not to the seed and the witness of God in men, and strike not through the earthly, neither receive wisdom to be ordered to the glory of the Lord God. And there is safety in the power, and there is the wisdom of the Most High felt, and the power of the endless life. And this is the word of the Lord God to you all everywhere. Dwell in the power of the Lord God and live in it, for that brings all your souls into peace, into oneness, into God, from where they come, who has them all in his hand. And in the power you will all come to feel the end of words, the life, from which all words of truth were given forth. And all hasty, rash, loose, lustful spirits, the power will strike down, or they beget nothing to God, but go out of his dread. Therefore this is the word of the Lord God, and a charge unto all friends upon the earth, to dwell all in his power. Then his dread, fear, terror, and majesty will be with you, and among you all to cleanse, wash, water, regenerate, and sanctify everyone's vessel, who will be by this fitted for the Lord's use. So that the power being lived in, it keeps you over all the world in the dread and majesty of truth, in cleanness and newness of life, and to know the wrath of the Lamb against all his enemies. And the power of the Lord God will strike down the lust that causes pride, strife, and contention. It will bring you to live in love and unity one with another, and to know the kingdom of the Most High, that stands in power, ruling in you all. And all your crowns it will lay down, that are mortal, and will raise up the seed and bring life and immortality to light, where the crown that is immortal is known, and the glory that fades not away is possessed. And all spirits that are unruly and out of the power must be judged with it and kept subject. For that which lives in the power is begotten by the seed Christ, the new man that is made after God in righteousness and holiness. This birth is of the immortal seed by the word and will of God, not begotten or brought forth by the will of man. And none quench the Spirit's movings in the least degree, nor none go beyond. And feed not upon that which dies of itself, but on that which comes from above. Know the Son of Man's flesh, which is your bread, and his blood, which is your drink, which who eats and drinks of, hungers no more, nor thirsts no more, but has the endless life. Nor any write, print, nor speak, for God, but as you are moved of the Lord God, for that reaches to that of God and others, and is effectual. Nor any stop writing or speaking, when you are moved with the Spirit of the Lord God, or the power of the Lord God is to order, and to keep down that which would be hasty, or that which would not be obedient, for that leads into the wilderness. Each way, which the power and life and seed of God must be set atop of, which keeps you over the world and brings you to the beginning. And all friends everywhere, in all your meetings know and feel the power, and the seed, that is the heir of the promise of the Lord God among you, over you, and in you. Then in that you will feel the presence of the Lord God dwelling in the midst of you. And to the Lord your hearts will be brought, and it will bring you near one to another, and to come into sweet love and unity, and into easiness and openness of heart, and keep you over all that which would stain you, or hurt you, or defile you. Whereby wisdom shall be given to you, with which you shall be ordered to God's glory, by which you shall feel his blessing, and order the creatures to his praise. And the gospel you shall be shod with. And standing and dwelling in the power of God, there the shield of faith you will receive, which gives the victory over the world, with which you have all access to God, which mystery of faith is held in a pure conscience. So, in the power of God you all living, you live in the Lamb's authority, in the Lamb's dominion, and you come to obtain victory through him over all the world, to answer that of God in all consciences, in cleanness of heart and mind. And all friends, dwell in the life and power that stands in God, that you may have unity with God and one with another, and feel his presence among you. And the seed and life and power and wisdom of Christ know in you all and one in another. and the Lord God Almighty preserve you and keep you in his power, life, and dominion, which lets you see him who was in the beginning, before the world was made, that nothing may rule but life itself, that you may feel God's presence in you and with you, that truth and life may spread over all the world. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you in the life and power and wisdom of God, that you may all be ordered to his glory. George Fox, this is to be read in all your meetings. 105 Concerning the Light. To be read among friends. All friends everywhere, keep your meetings waiting in the light which comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So will you receive power from him and have the refreshing springs of life open to your souls and be kept sensible of the tender mercies of the Lord. And know one another in the life, you that are turned to the light, and in the power which comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your light, who is your life, that you may all in the life see Christ to reign in you, who is the truth, from where you have light. Here the old serpent is chained and put into the bottomless pit, and Christ is known to reign and you to reign with him, heirs with him, joint heirs and heirs of God. Here is the dominion received and witnessed of the world that is without end, and the promise of life from the Father of life to you, who are turned to the Son, who is the way to the Father, who is the mediator between the Father and you. All wait to receive the everlasting rest, the everlasting covenant of God, of light, life, and peace, into which covenant no sin, no darkness, nor death comes, but the blessing of the only wise God, the Father of life, here is known, where no earthly man can approach. But he that is of God knows God's truth, and he that is of the devil does his lusts, who is a murderer from the beginning, and in whom is no truth, and who in it abode not. So the devil speaks a lie, and speaks of himself, and not God's word, for he is out of the truth. But you that are turned to the light walk in the light, walk in the truth, where no darkness is, with which light, that never changes, you may come to see that which was in the beginning, before the world was, where here is no shadow nor darkness. In which light as you wait, you will come to receive into your hearts the word of faith, which reconciles to God, and is as a hammer to beat down all that is contrary, and as a sword to divide the precious from the vile, and as a fire to burn up that which is contrary to the precious, which word is pure and endures forever, which was in the beginning and is now again witnessed and made manifest. Therefore wait in the light, that you may all receive it, the same word that ever was, from which the scriptures were given forth. So, friends, keep your meetings, and as you are moved of the Lord, be obedient to him, and keep your habitations. And be not troubled, but look at that which gives you to see over the world. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you all to his glory. Amen. George Fox, 106 to friends, to keep in the life, out of arguments, friends, stand faithful to your measures of the gift of God, which comes from him who was before the world was made, that you may stand over the world and all the betraying spirits in it, that nothing may reign but life in you all. And keep out of arguments and parties, in that which is able to keep you above them all of God, and in that all wait, and keep out of the commotions of the world, in the covenant of peace with God. George Fox, 107. My dear friends, in the power of the everlasting God, which comprehends the power of darkness, and all the temptations in that power of God dwell, which will keep and bring you to the word which was in the beginning, which will keep you up to the life, and to feed upon the same over the power of darkness. In that you will find strength and feel dominion and life, and that will let you see before the tempter was and over him, and into that the tempter cannot come, for he is out of the power and truth. And in that life dwell, in which you will know dominion. And therefore, let your faith be in the power, and over the weakness and temptations, and do not look out at them, but look in the light and power of God at the Lord's strength, which will be made perfect in your weakest state. And look at the grace of God in all temptations, to bring your salvation, which is your teacher to teach you. For when you look or hearken to the temptations, you go from your teacher, the grace of God, and so are darkened. The grace of God is sufficient in all temptations to lead out of them and to keep over them. George Fox, 108. Friends, wait in the light, that with the light every one of you may come to see Christ to be your wisdom and your righteousness, and so come to see the body, his church, of which he is the head. And in the measure of life waiting on the Father of life, you may come to reign in the life. All that are kept here are in pure joy and love, and in the light wait, that you may see the harlots and idolaters, etc., which are to be fed with judgment. Spare not that which is for the sword and for the fire. Let all fleshly mindedness be trodden under your feet. And standing in the power, you will see the seed slaying the fat, and chaining and ending the unruly, and succoring all the lambs and babes. This is the word of the Lord to you. George Fox 109 concerning judging. Friends, keep to patience. This is the counsel of the Lord to you. Do not judge one another behind one another's backs, nor speak evil one of another, for that is that which sows the enmity among brethren. Nor judge one another before the world, for that is that which is in the extremes, passion, and hastiness. And there you let in the world's spirit to rejoice over you, and that is out of the patience, and love, and wisdom, and fear of God and his truth. And every one dwell in the seed and life of God, and in that know one another, and meeting together in that you may see the Lord Jesus in the midst of you. And friends, go not into the aggravating part to strive with it, for fear that you do hurt to your souls and run into the same nature. For patience must get the victory, and answers to that of God in everyone, which will bring everyone from the contrary. So let your moderation and temperance and patience be known to all, for that which joins to the aggravating part sets up the aggravating part and breeds confusion and reaches not to the witness of God in everyone. And friends, keep out of the worldly wise part, for that will never let people join and unite together in truth, which enters into the earth and the apprehensions of words, but let innocence be the garment and truth and simplicity the covering. Then in the innocence you will have unity, where there is no evil thought but love that thinks no evil. Therefore cover one another's nakedness, let all things be done in love, and that will edify. And let the weight and preciousness of truth be in your eye, and esteemed above all things by you. For here is my grief when I hear anything among friends that hinders their unity and makes a breach, whereby the wrong gets ground, who should live in the seed, which breaks the bond of iniquity and makes up all breaches, in which seed shine, answering the witness of God in every one, which bruises the earthly part under that brings forth briars and thorns, and spreads over the world and all the contrary. Therefore all you, who have known the power of the Lord God and have tasted of the seed of God, live in that in which you come to have unity, that the earthly part may be kept down. And the wrong eye that looks out at one another's weaknesses, that must be kept under, even that, where the heat and the burnings and the enmity is, the seed of God atop of all that must be set, in which is the unity. Therefore, if there be any nakedness in any or among any, cover that and come all to the seed of God in your own selves. For in that is the virtue to heal, yes, all nations. Slaughterings, wounds, and cuttings are the other weapons in the other part, which is out of the seed of God whose end is peace, in which is the unity, which is the topstone over all the enmity, and atop of it is laid and bruises it all down. I am a lover of your soul's eternal good, peace, and unity, in the kingdom that stands in the power which has no end. George Fox 110. To the prisoners at Exxon. Friends, mind that which keeps you all meek and low, to be guided with it. And all consider that which keeps you in the way of peace, that none of you may wallow in your own carnal wisdom, which is to be confounded, which is shut out of the kingdom of God. All wait to have dominion over that, that you may know peace and unity, and the love of God that does not change. And do not strive one with another, for fear that you hurt one another. For it is not the hasty spirit that gets the victory, but the Lamb, who must reign over the world and was before it was. And the mind which is forward, judge and dwell in the peaceable way, and that you may be patterns in your imprisonments to them who are out of the image of the Son of God. To the prisoners in Exxon, written while James Naylor was there, with many more in prison. George Fox 111, a warning from the Lord for plainness of speech to be used. Friends of God and brethren, this is a warning to you all from the Lord God and Jesus Christ, that all that you speak, it may be in plainness of speech, according to that of God in all consciences, and that it may proceed from that of God in you, the light of Christ. That all your words be words of life to the life, and death to the death, where it reigns above the light. And that all words which are spoken be in plainness of speech, that the light of Christ in all consciences, with which he has enlightened everyone, may witness your words to be the words of life, so that dwelling in the light, to that of God you may be made manifest in all consciences, which shall be their condemnation that hate it. You that dwell in the light and walk in the light, use plainness of speech and plain words, single words in the single life, pure words from the pure life, seasoned words, seasoned with grace, which teaches to deny all ungodliness and worldly lusts. They who live in ungodliness and worldly lusts turn from the grace of God into wantonness, who are light and vain, whose words are unsavory, not seasoned with grace, whose words edify not. Upon whom God will render vengeance in flames of fire, who shall be separated from his presence and his angels. Therefore, friends, all dwell in plainness of speech. For dwelling in the light, it will bring you to plainness and few words, to live in the life, which gave forth the scriptures, which was before the scriptures were given forth. And with it, you will see their conditions that dwelt in the life and gave forth the scriptures. And with this light, you will see their conditions who were testified against, who were out of the life, by them who dwelt in the light. And with it, all that comes to be seen, read, and understood, which was given forth with the life and from the life. And all comes to be known in plainness, and is with plainness spoken forth again. Which comes not by the will of man, for no prophecy of the scripture came by the will of man. All the prophecies in it were out of the will of man, and they witnessed and prophesied of Christ, who was born not by the will of man, who was supposed to be the son of Joseph, but was the son of God. And all the apostles were made ministers by the will of God, and not by man, nor of man, but by the will of God. And so they witnessed Christ, who was not born by the will of man, who were made ministers not by the will of man. And they witnessed that no prophecy of the scripture in old time came by the will of man, neither was it of any private interpretation. But holy men of God spoke it as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Mover, which is but one. And all who are in their own wills and have the scripture and make a feigned profession of that, which came not by the will of man, are in the presumption, and with the light of Christ, with which he has enlightened everyone that comes into the world, with that light shall they be condemned, even all that hate it, and live in their own wills. And so the unity of the saints is in that which condemns the world, and all who live in their own wills, and yet make a profession of the scriptures, there are the sects and opinions, and there is no unity, and they have not unity among themselves, but only a oneness in nature, though not in unity in their meanings of the letter. That which comes not by the will of man, but is contrary to his will, and contrary to all the world's evil ways, and overturns them, which is according to that of God in all consciences, with that have unity, which testify against every man when he acts contrary to it, and with it he shall be judged, and condemned in his own knowledge and understanding. And you all walking in this light, it will bring you to all plainness and singleness of speech, which will make the deceit to tremble, and the mystery of iniquity to shake, which lodges in the temple and sits there, where it ought not to sit, and is exalted above all that is called God. Now, with the brightness of his coming is he discovered, and with the breath of his mouth he is to be consumed. So dwell all in the eternal power of God, and in his pure light, that you may be a terror to all evildoers, and to all ungodliness, and to all who act unrighteously and live in uncleanness. And so you will come to use plain words and plainness of speech to them all, and no flattery shall dwell in you, no enchanter nor witch shall live, no hypocrisy shall stand before the judgment seat of God, but shall be as the chaff, driven to and fro, that the scripture may be fulfilled upon them. And all who are out of plainness, with the eternal light with which Christ has enlightened them, shall they be condemned and confounded in time. For this light was before time and is in me, which lets every man and woman see all their actions done in time. And hating this light, this is their condemnation. But all loving this light and walking in this light, you will come to walk in that which is the world's condemnation. And it will bring you to see the world to be gone from God, from Christ, and all who are of God. And this is the counsel of God to you, that in that which is contrary to your fleshly wills, you may all wait and walk, for that will lead you from all vain thoughts and all evil desires. There wait, and you will witness the birth born, not by the will of man. And this birth is heir of another world, and heir of the certain riches, which is manifest to that of God in all consciences. So to you all this is a warning from the Lord, who are in the light and love the light, with which Christ Jesus has enlightened you, which is contrary to your wills and all men's wills, that with it you may use plainness of speech to all, and so to be made manifest to that which they hate, which is their condemnation, the light. And abiding in Christ, who is the vine, everyone will come to witness yourselves to be as branches abiding in the vine and sitting under the vine. This was I moved of the Lord to send out abroad among you as a message to all the plants of the Lord. If you speak anything contrary to the light, which Christ has enlightened you with the light you are to be condemned. And if any among you do speak of former experiences, and not dwell in the light, but in hypocrisy and presumption and envy without the fear of God, you are to be thrown down and with the light condemned. And woe upon your head from God and Christ proceeds, and are to be turned out and judged with the light and with the life. Therefore in the life dwell and walk everyone in particular. Then you will have unity one with another, and grow up to be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. George Fox 112. All friends, mind the light and dwell in it, and it will keep you atop of all the world, and the seed of God mind and know it, and in it be content. Dwell in the seed, which is heir of the promise of life eternal, and dwell in the possession of that. And in all your doings and words be faithful to the Lord and to men, let this be your daily exercise. George Fox 113. To a friend in the ministry, dear brother, mind the Lord and stand in his will and counsel. Look not forth at time or place, but at your Father's house, wherever you are, and dwell in the pure measure of God in you, and there you will see the Lord God present with you. For you are set there for the bringing forth many out of prison. Behold, the word of the Lord cannot be bound. The Lord God of power give you wisdom, courage, manhood, and boldness to thresh down all deceit. Dear heart, be valiant and mind the pure spirit of God in you, to guide you up to God, to thunder down all deceit within and without. So farewell. God Almighty keep you all. George Fox 114. Dear brethren, in the mighty power of God go on, to which power of the God of heaven and earth, all the powers of the earth must bow. That to that of God in all consciences you may be made manifest, that in them which is of God may witness that you are sent of God. Dwell in the life of God, that you may minister to the spirits in prison, and to it be made manifest that you are no deceivers but saviors, and such as are sent to lead from all deceivers and to testify against them. So, in the mighty power of God, go on preaching the gospel to every creature, and disciplining them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of Christ, preach the mighty day of the Lord to all the consciences of them who have lain long in darkness, and under its chain, here the light shined, but the darkness could not comprehend it. So, in the power of the Lord God, go on, and thresh that which has been fed with the harlot's spirit, and the harlot famish, which has and does prison the just. I charge you in the presence of the living God, jump to another presence, dwell in his power, that with his power you may be carried along to minister to all the spirits imprisoned by the deceit. As the life of God does arise, it will lead you up to God, the Father of life. In this your fruits shall never wither. But go on to plant a vineyard, and to plow that you may eat the fruit thereof, and to plant in hope and to thresh in hope that you may be made partakers of your hope, and to thresh out the corn that the wind may scatter the chaff, that the corn may be gathered into the barn. So in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ preach the everlasting gospel, that by his power the sick may be healed, the leprous cleansed, the dead raised, the blind eyes opened, and the devils cast out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ go on, that of God in all consciences may witness that you are sent of God and are of God, and so according to that speak, to bring up all unto the head Christ and into the life which gave forth the scriptures. For there is the unity, and out of it is the confusion. George Fox 115 to friends, concerning the word of life. Friends and brethren, the eternal word from which you have both spoken and ministered to others is the word of life, the word of peace, the word of reconciliation, which makes of two one new man. And if you do abide there, there is no division but unity in the life which was before death was, and before division was. Therefore that which is divided is of the kingdom that cannot stand, and is for condemnation by the life and word of reconciliation. That which speaks the evil language I do deny, for that which speaks so does not see thoroughly. Therefore in the light wait, where the unity is, where the peace is, where the oneness with the Father and the Son is, where there is no rent nor division, but all one in Christ Jesus, the everlasting fountain of life and covenant of peace. The Son of Man comes not to be ministered to, but to minister. Where the life and fullness dwells, it hides and covers from that to which the curse is, that so it may minister forth to the seed's seed. Sound, sound the trumpet abroad, you valiant soldiers of Christ in his kingdom, of which is no end. All the antichrists in the kingdoms of fallen men are up in arms against Christ. George Fox 116 concerning judging in meetings. Friends, do not judge one another in meetings, you that minister in the meetings. For your so doing has hurt the people, both within and without, and you have brought yourselves under their judgment. and your judging one another in the meetings has emboldened others to quarrel and judge you also in the meetings. And this has been all out of order, and the church order also. Now, if you have anything to say to any, stay till the meeting is over, and then speak to them in private between yourselves, and do not lay open one another's weakness, for that is weakness and not wisdom to do so. For your judging one another in meetings has almost destroyed some friends and distracted them. And this is for want of love that bears all things, and therefore let it be amended. No more but my love. Friends, if any among you have movings to do any service for the Lord, when they have done it, let them return again with speed to their habitation, and there serve the Lord in their generation, that no slothfulness may be among you. But all keep in diligence, that no occasion may be given to any to speak evil of the truth, but that you may answer that of God in all. So give no offense, for woe is to those by whom offenses do come. Yet quench not the spirit. George Fox 117. My dear friends, keep your meetings and you will feel the seed to arise, though never a word be spoken among you. And be faithful that you may answer that of God in everyone. And do not neglect your talent, but in the life and power of God live, which you have received. And, my dear friends, dwell in the life and power and love of God and one towards another. Friends, dwell in the measure of the Spirit of God, and to it take heed that in it you may grow. For the true and lasting love proceeds from God, who is eternal. And abiding in the measure of life, you will have peace and love that never changes. If from the measure you turn, iniquity gets up, and so the love waxes cold, and in that lodge the evil thoughts, jealousies, evil will, and murmurings. Wait in the light, which is of God, that you may all witness the Son of God, and witness that which shall never wither, so you will see and feel God near. George Fox 118. Let no friends go beyond their own measure given them of God, nor rejoice in another man's line made ready to their hands, for fear that that get up, and would be justified, which is to be condemned. And that which will boast and be justified in the sight of men is out of the kingdom excluded. Therefore in the measure of life wait, and with it be led to have power over your own wills, which are mortal and changeable, that the way of righteousness may be found where our wills are shut out, which causes the hastiness and the strife to run into words without the life, where judgment and condemnation do overtake you. Therefore delight in judgment, which leads to the door of mercy. George Fox 119. Friends, wait in the life, which will keep you above words, and keep your minds up to God, the Father of life, and condemn and judge all them which would have words more than the life. God Almighty be with you in the measure of life, that in it you may grow, and with it your minds may be kept up to him, the Father of life. And that all strife may be kept down with the life, and all light spirits judged down with that which comprehends the world and judges it. So God Almighty be with you all, and keep you in his mighty power up to himself, and condemn all that which is contrary to him and his light. George Fox to be read at meetings. 120. My dear friends, dwell in the everlasting seed of God, in which you all will feel life eternal that never has an end, and in that meet and keep your meetings. And dwell together in the love and life of God, with which you may all be filled, through which love you may cover the multitude of sins and answer the life of God in all, in which you may feel the blessings of the Almighty God covering you as with a garment. And so live in the possession of the life, in which you all will have unity and fellowship with God and one with another. Dear friends, exhort all your families at times and seasons, whether they be servants or children, that they may be informed in the truth. For when you were professors, many of you did exhort and instruct them in the form, when you had not the power. And therefore now being brought into the truth, you should be more diligent to exhort, admonish, and instruct them. George Fox 121. To friends, to take care of such who suffer for owning the truth. Friends, dwell in the wisdom and power of God, by which all things must be ordered to his glory, in which you may do all things to his glory. And that with the wisdom of God you may order and preserve the creation and everything that is good. And if any servants are convinced and turned from their places for truth's sake, friends to be tender to them, that they be not lost, but that they may be preserved. And if any soldiers is put out of the army for truth's sake, that they may be nourished and cherished, or any children are turned from their parents, or believing wives from their unbelieving husbands, that they may admonish to walk wisely towards them. And that all prisoners that have but little of their own, there may be care taken for them, and for the lame and sick. And that if any friends be oppressed any manner or way, others may take care to help them. And that all may be as one family, building up one another, and helping one another. And if any desire meetings any way for truth service, friends are not to look out, but to dwell in the life and power of God, and therein to answer it. And all friends everywhere in the power and life and seed of God keep your meetings, that over all the top stone may be laid, and you all in the wisdom and patience may be preserved, and as a sweet savor may be kept to God and in the hearts of all people. And everyone be obedient to the life and power of the Lord God, and that will keep you from being as a wilderness, but be faithful and still till the winds cease and the storm is over. George Fox 122. Friends, to that which is pure, I speak, in which is unity, where no defiled thing shall enter. Silence all flesh, who strive about words in which is no profit, who would draw you out of your conditions and others out of their conditions. Therefore be low, and mind that which is low, to draw you out of contention. And strive not for mastery, and do not exercise lordship over one another, but mind that which is pure, which keeps you in the fear of the Lord God. For if your minds go from that which is pure, which leads to God, your nakedness will appear to the world. And then you go in your own wills and strength. And there is the seat for mastery and pride, out of the will of God, and that is out of the unity, out of the oneness, out of the way. And instead of building, you destroy. And instead of edifying, you draw back into the world. Therefore all be low, and wait upon the Lord, and be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Be low, and wait upon God, to receive the living food from God, to nourish you in time, with that which was before time, that God in all things may be glorified. So the Lord God Almighty direct you and bring down all fleshly wills, that the pure may be raised up. So meet together and wait upon God, if there be not a word, I charge you. Beware of contention, for there you get above that of God and the conscience, and so go out of the fear of the Lord. George Fox 123. Men in the fall are in the wars and strife, but truth restores and brings into peace. Dear friends, my love is to you all in the everlasting seed of God, that never changes nor falls, nor gives itself to that which does change, which is not of this world, but is over it, and was before the world was, in which is the steadfastness and staidness and life eternal, which reigns over all the airy spirits, and that which does change, and remains, and is as the winter fruit, and stands when all the untimely figs are gone. Mark, and the seed is not as the corn that grows upon the housetop, that withers. For the leaves that this seed brings forth never fade nor fall, for the leaves thereof heal the nations which are wounded. The second Adam goes over Adam in the fall, and his quarreling sons and daughters, who war one with another with their carnal weapons, who remain in their carnal worships, carnal fellowships, and carnal teachings. But who are in the noble and royal seed are all in peace, and in love, and in life, and in unity, and in the spiritual worship, and spiritual fellowship, and spiritual teaching, being in the seed Christ that never fell nor never will fall, nor never changed nor never will change. In this seed Christ is peace and rest, out of all troubles, out of all whimsies, foolish dreams, imaginations, fancies, false visions, false revelations. For the seed in which the blessing is felt, and the life and the light and the righteousness and the truth that answers the witness of God in all men and women, whether they will hear or forbear. And so, all that are in Adam in the fall, both men and women, and their remaining in the all, they never are in rest nor peace, but are in travails, wars, strife, fightings, the lusts being the ground of all this. And whimsies and imaginations, fancies, false visions, false dreams, arrogance, pride, ambition, swellings, and a puffed-up state, all which brings shame and covers them with shame, which they possess that are in the fall out of Christ, the second Adam that never fell. For in Adam in the fall is all the inward foul weather, storms, tempests, winds, strifes, the whole family of it in confusion, being all gone from the Spirit and the witness of God in themselves, and the power and the light. In which power, light, and Spirit is the fellowship with God and one with another, through which they come out of Adam in the fall, into the second Adam that never fell, the life-giver, who awakens old Adam's children in the fall out of their sleep of sin, and brings them out of his ways up unto himself. The way, Christ that never fell nor changed, and out of and from his teachers and priests and shepherds, etc., that change and fall, to the priest, shepherd, and prophet that never fell nor ever changed. Nor ever will fall or change, nor leave the flock in the cold weather, nor in the winter, nor storms, nor tempests, nor does the voice of the wolf frighten him from his flock. For the light, the power, the truth, the righteousness, did it ever leave you in any weather, or in any storms or tempests? and so his sheep know his voice and follow him, who gives them life eternal abundantly, who said to all that are dead in Adam, I am come, Mark, I am come, that you dead in Adam might have life. Christ, the second Adam, is come, that the dead in the first Adam might have life, and might be quickened, and might be awakened to righteousness, who are asleep in the unrighteousness. And so he does invite all Adam's posterity to come to him, that all through him might believe, and come to light, and come to life, and come up into peace and rest. For in the second Adam you have peace, you have rest. So they have no peace or rest in the old Adam in the fall, but in the second Adam, Christ, that never fell, are the rest, and the peace, and the life. But in Adam in the fall is neither rest, nor peace, nor life, but darkness, and trouble, and sorrow, and burdens, and changings. And this Adam's sons and daughters in the fall do inherit and possess in the world. Therefore all come out of Adam in the fall, and haste to him that never fell, nor ever changed, in whom you have all both rest, and peace, and life, that was with the Father before the world began. And so, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that never fell, keep your meetings, you who are gathered in his name, and then you will see over all the gatherings of old Adam's sons and daughters that are in the fall and out of his name. But you being gathered into his name, that never fell, Christ Jesus, feel the seed of God set over all that that makes to suffer, which was before that was, and will stand and remain when that is all gone. So farewell. George Fox 124. My friends, be faithful and keep your meetings. And in that light weight which comes from the head, Christ, in whom are all your lives, from where you have your light, which is the life in the Son. And you, who do witness the high calling in Christ Jesus, and are redeemed by him out of the world, and are become new creatures, walk above the world, and be not hasty. But in the light and life weight, that with it your minds may be directed, and guided, and joined together with that which is immortal and undefiled, in one spirit, up to the immortal God. And that with the Spirit which he has given you, you may witness the one baptism into one body, and you all with the light may see the one faith, which Christ is the author and the finisher of, and that you may all see the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, with that which gives you the victory over the world. And fear the Lord, and take heed of strife, and live in peace and love one with another, believing all in the light which makes manifest, that all you may be the children of the light. And this belief gives the victory over the world. He that is of this faith is born of God. He that believeth in the light shall not abide in darkness, nor shall ever be confounded. For he believeth in that which manifests that, which is to be confounded and trampled upon, and he shall not be condemned, but shall have the light of life. And he that believeth not in the light is with the light condemned already. And he that hears not the voice of the Son of God does not live, but is in death. Therefore he that hears not the light which comes from Christ the life, hears not the voice of the Son of God, and he comes not to life. And the hour is come that they which have been in the graves have heard the voice of he Son of God and do live. And they that do not hear the voice of the Son of God do not live, but are in the death and the grave. And they that come to believe in the light hear the voice of the Son of God and live, and out of the condemnation are come, and live over death, and the grave, and hell, and so come to life. George Fox Top Back Letters Next Letters.